From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Crackdown on Jamaican drug posses in Dallas. As cable and wireless expand in the Caribbean, not everyone is happy.
It almost smacks, quite frankly, of colonialism for cable and wireless to be still dominating our communications in this region.
Leslie Pierre. And the new chairman of G77 says there's a crucial time ahead in the 1990s for the third world region. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A national crackdown of the Jamaican drug network in America has resulted in many of the posses moving out of New York and looking for new locations to settle in. In Dallas this week, arrests were made of a number of people said to be posse members. I asked Brad Morgan, information officer at the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, to explain the charges.
There was a 28-count indictment returned in Dallas, Texas, on December 13th. And they charge various violations of our Controlled Substances Act, that is, conspiracy to distribute cocaine and possession with intent to distribute cocaine. On January, I believe it was the 5th, we executed warrants based on that indictment and arrested three people in New York City, four people in Dallas, and then put detainers on three people who were already in custody for various other charges. We're a total of 10 people.
Are the people arrested involved in a drug network? And if so, how does it operate?
Well, we believe that the network was based out of New York. They were expanding into the Dallas area. And we've alleged they brought in at least 50 pounds of cocaine into the Dallas area, rocked it up or made crack cocaine out of it, and established upwards of up to 30 crack houses to distribute that cocaine in the Dallas area.
Usually when you talk about crack and cocaine, it's usually associated with New York, so it's quite interesting to hear that they've now moved to Dallas. How extensive is the problem in the Dallas area?
Crack cocaine is one of our biggest problems in the South Dallas area, and I think they were just exploiting the market down here. We've been working Jamaican organized crime gangs for approximately 2 years here. So we've developed a lot of information, not on just this organization, but on other organizations that distribute crack cocaine in the Dallas area.
Given that it's such a serious problem, is there any kind of liaison with Jamaica in terms of with their police or the Jamaican government?
Well, we maintain a liaison. We have a DEA office down there, and we maintain liaison through that office.
And what kind of progress or what kind of liaison is happening between the two countries?
Well, you know, various record checks, trying to verify hotel records, try to identify who these people are. We find that most of the Jamaicans are in here illegally anyway. So a lot of times we don't know what their real names are.
Brad Morgan of the DEA. Cable and Wireless, the British telecommunications company, has been operating in the Caribbean for more than 100 years. Recently, though, the British company increased its involvement there with acquisitions of national telecommunication systems in Jamaica and Grenada, and further involvement in telecommunication systems on other islands. Leslie Goff reports on the benefits for the Caribbean, but first he spoke to Tom Chelu, Director of Cable and Wireless with responsibility for the Caribbean.
We are now running the telephone operation as well as the international operation in some 13 islands in the Caribbean, and I think it should give some security and some confidence of continuity to the people who work for us, as well as for the host communities that allow us to operate. We have been expansionist for some years, and I think the contribution that we make within the community is through having, as I mentioned, a strong position, having, I hope, a successful track record of management and of provision of technical and financial strength.
The Grenada Telephone Company, now called Grentel, is one of the national systems taken over by Cable and Wireless. But not everyone in Grenada thinks the British company's expansion there is a good thing, as Leslie Pierre, editor of the Grenadan Voice, points out.
It's an awful thing for the country that especially after we had got grant money and loan money from Canada to upgrade our telephone system, and so close to the time when Cable and Wireless's license to operate in Grenada was going to come to an end, and we would have the possibility, and we have the Grenadian expertise, to take over and control our external and internal communications. I think it is most irresponsible of the government to sell an important national asset like this in an exploding industry which could have brought tremendous benefits to the people of Grenada. It almost smacks, quite frankly, of colonialism for cable and wireless to be still dominating our communications in this region. And I think that it is mostly because governments are poor and they are forced to sell off assets like that, that we are still held in this bind.
But it's business as usual at Grenada Telephone Company, now Grentel, according to its general manager, Terry Stone, who was in London recently to meet with directors of cable and wireless.
For Grenada, there is no change. There is no change at Grentel, Grenada Telecommunications Limited, the name of the company.